Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I kept thy precepts. I have refrained my mouth from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Shalom, 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 the words of the Most High Yahweh. Psalm 119, section Mem. Psalm 119, section Mem. Mem. Hallelujah. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yah, henceforth forever and forever and ever. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. My beloved brothers and sisters, hallelujah. It is always a blessing and a privilege to come your way and grace you, you and yours, in these episodes in the Knowledge Street. Though we are only, what, on for about 30 minutes or so, we pack a lot into these 30 minutes. You don't have to be long and drawn out. In fact, the word tells us, when you go into the house of Yah, let thy words be few. Some of y'all become very repetitive. Hallelujah. Very repetitive and downright boring because you don't know what to do with all the time that you have on hand, and it just bores people. You know, not criticizing anyone, but I'm just saying, hallelujah. Some of y'all criticize me. Why just 30 minutes? Hey. But right now, that's how it's set up. The other days are coming, if it be Yah's will. See, I work by the will of the Most High Yah, my beloved brothers and sisters. If it be his will, he will put me into a place, into a large place, into a place to expand this, to so I be able, me and others like unto me, will be able to expound his word and the truthfulness of the word. Hallelujah. This is not for popularity. This is not an ego stroke, okay? I don't have an ego that needs stroking. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to come before anybody all big and puffed up and proud and think I'm all that. No. Not Yeremiah. All praises be unto the Most High Yah. My beloved brothers and sisters, something is still going on. That's not quite right. You know, there's supposedly a movement by sports players, entertainers, and all like this to, instead of standing for the national anthem of the United Snakes of America, and again, snakes are justified in what they do, but these kind of snakes aren't, okay, are not, yes. My beloved brothers and sisters, bending the knee still is showing what? That's still showing that you're down with it. And I just have to call it like it is. Maybe Kaepernick, who don't understand this thoroughly and totally, maybe he doesn't know this, and maybe he's trying to, what, to prove some type of solidarity or trying to, you know, start some type of movement, but bending the knee still don't get it, my beloved brothers and sisters. No. Just don't do nothing. Hallelujah. Don't do anything. Because notice, the word tells us every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. And every tongue shall swear, not confess. Not every knee should bow. Every knee shall bow. And the new book say should. That's being doubtful about it. That means maybe I will, maybe I won't. Y'all say them knees getting down now. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. So I'm just saying that and correlating it to the fact that what? Bending the knee is still what? Still pledging allegiance to the flag, which is a rag of the United Snakes of America, and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, they say, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. One nation under God, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Look at that. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Now, to a flag, a piece of rag. You promise it a piece of rag. that you're going to what? Pledge means promise. Okay? You're going to promise a piece of rag that you're going to be faithful to it. That's still idolatry. So how can you take and bend a knee to an idol thing? Look at the symbols on the flag, which is a rag. And I know I offended a lot of people last time I said it, because a lot of the religious leaders, especially the preachers that used to listen in, say, hey, man, let us get up out of here. Ain't no change in this, brother. You got that right. Especially when it comes to your religion of Christianity. No, sir. No, ma'am. I don't subscribe to any of it. I don't subscribe to the New Testament, the so-called New Testament, which is nothing but a pleasurization of ancient pagan African customs and religions. Yes, I said that. If it is to be pleasurized, because it's sure not pleasurized in the words of the Most High, God attempts to twist those, to contradict them, attempts to them, because the words of the Most High, God cannot be contradicted. And if you've been listening in on me, go in and tear that book to pieces. By the power, by the might, by the wisdom of the Most High, Yah. And you have criticism for it because you, Mr. and Miss, know it all. Okay? Praise the Most High, Yah. You need to be listening and absorbing what's being put out instead of trying to judge the person. Just because you don't like me don't mean you don't have to hate the message that's coming forth from me. See, this is what's going to cause a lot of you all to lose it. Because Israel has never respected, never loved the true ones that sit under us. Y'all like the so-called heavyweights, the one that y'all didn't call to do nothing but sit down somewhere and learn and humble themselves before him. Hallelujah. The true chosen ones of y'all never honored by our people, never loved by them, and definitely not by the false mores and so-called teachers amongst us that y'all ain't chosen. They were chosen by the sons of men. That's why all y'all need to sit down. So all of you need to sit down. The Most High, y'all didn't come to you and tell me, and you try to say he don't speak like that no more, you better know what you're talking about, okay? You better know what you were talking about, because you cannot prove that in the word nowhere. If you can, show me where it is. If you're going to talk the talk, walk the talk. Don't talk to talk and walk to walk. Walk to talk. You can't walk to talk. Most High tells us, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Yes. That sounds like bad English, don't it? No. You just got to know how Hebrew is structured. If you translate that and transliterate that properly, that is exactly how it would be phrased. Because we don't say things and do things like other people do. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters. Why? With all this bending to the knee, the bending of the knee and all these so-called movements, why isn't anything taking effect? Because it is the word of the Most High, Yah. He is not going to get us out of this until he feels the time is up. You and I cannot expedite this. It cannot be expedited by anybody. I don't care about these so-called Muslim leaders, Farrakhan and all the rest, Farrakhan, man, because that's what he is, pushing Islam, the slum religion. Islam is slum. Yes, I said it. I've lost a lot of Muslim listeners because of that, too. I got to slam y'all, man. That's not the truth. That's not our way. That's not the way of y'all. I don't care how you try to fit that in. You try to mix it with the so-called Bible. No, the two do not mix. That's just like trying to mix oil and water, and those two substances do not mix. Hallelujah. I don't care how you shake it up, bake it up, heat it up, freeze it, freeze dry it. You will never get oil and water to mix. I don't care what kind of chemical compounds you put in that to try to weaken the properties of these two substances. You will still never get them to mix. I disagree. Disagree till the cows come home. Let me see you do it, since you know so much. Let me see you do it. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers, my sisters. Why do the headlines? In a few minutes, I'm going to play some of these headlines and ask you again, why do they still read the same way, or why are they still being broadcast over the news media the same way? Nothing has changed. Why? Why, oh, why, oh, why is it still the same? Same, oh, why? If this movement is supposed to affect change in any way, shape, or form, why? Look at this. The United States flag, with its white and red stripes. The white represents the wicked ones who are that color or that hue, so to speak. That represents them. The red is the blood that they shed to take over the lands and places that they have invaded. Go out there and look at all the flags and pay special attention to the ones that supposedly are what? Taken over by Europeans. They're not really Europeans. These things are the creation of Yah, and they just came from out of nowhere. Yeah, they did exist now. They were roaming around in their caves now. All down fours, eating the animals that they raised in the caves with them having no civilization at all. Job tells you they brayed like asses. I'm going to go over there because some of y'all try to say these are sons of Yefet. That is not true. They didn't come from Yefet. This is the what? Total isolated and total creation of a race of beings, man-like beings. That's why they call themselves mankind. They are a kind of man, but not necessarily a man, okay? Hallelujah. But see, they that are younger than I, and they are also, hallelujah, according to the word of Yah, they who are no people. These are not people. These are things. They're not people. They are things. Next time you pet Fido, your dog, just kind of part Fido's hair. When you get through all that pretty brown, black, white, or whatever hair Fido has, look at the color of the skin up on the Fido. It's white. Call Miss Kitty in, your kitty cat. Part her hair. Look at this color of her skin. Look at the different color of her eyes. And now look at this thing that rules over us. And you tell me, is this a person? Look at his dietary habits. Medium rare, raw meat. That's bloody meat. Because they are bloody. They're just like any other animal. They have to have blood. We're told not to eat the blood of an animal. That's in our law. We can't do that. Hallelujah. Look at this. The white stars on the flag, which is rag. Hallelujah. Stands for them. Why is it in a blue black ground? Because the people that used to be here were what you call it, the indigenous people, were a race of black people. Blue is just a what? A lighter shade of black. Look at that. So then they call themselves true blue bloods. What is that? What does that mean? True blue bloods now. That means they have the propensity and the ability without any shame in their game to rob, steal, kill, murder. Hallelujah. And they don't look out for nobody but themselves. Hallelujah. That's the way it rolls. They are true blue bloods. That's why your police are draped in blue. They are blue bloods, meaning they what? They are killers, they are murderers, they are thieves, they are wicked, period, wicked. Hallelujah. Now you know what it's all about. And they got the nerve to be offended because you would not bow down to that pagan, evil, wicked-ridden piece of rag that they call a flag. My beloved brothers, my sisters, you think it's a coincidence? Did Yah not warn us? Did he not warn us that we would encounter these things amongst the nations in which he was going to scatter us unto the uttermost parts of the earth? Yes, he did. Now, they said they've taken a knee, bow a knee. When you bow a knee to something, that's still what? Showing your pledge of allegiance unto it. Bowing a knee, not going to get it. Maybe Kaepernick and the other brothers and sisters, whoever so involved in this, just don't know that. Because the Most High Yah say, unto me shall every knee shall, not should. No new books say should to this JSUS pagan deity that don't exist. Our books say every unto Yah, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear, not confess. It's a difference between a swearing and a confession. Go and look up the two. If you don't believe me, you don't have to take my word for it. You don't have to believe nothing I say just because you don't like me personally. But you need to listen to the message. You can hate the messenger if you want to, at your own risk. But you better listen to the message. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, Yah. Listen in on this now. Now, why do the headlines and why does the news still sound like this with all this bending the knee and not putting your hand across your heart, crossing your heart, so to speak? You don't want to cross your heart, not the palm, and not the heart, your mind, and your head either. Hallelujah. Your brain that you think with, which is the real heart. and no disrespect, no way, that shape or form to that what centrifugal pump, powerful pump that's in your chest that goes however your the rhythm of yours go. Some people heart don't beat in a perfect rhythm. Some of them do. Some of them are almost, you know. We have to pray and stay prayerful before Yah, because he's a regulator of that heart. He's a regulator of that heart in your head called the mind, called the brain, the heart of man, where all thoughts and all actions are preconceived, conceived, and even carried out. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Why do the headlines still read as thus, and why do the news media, acronym for media, many evil devils or demons in action, M-E-D-I-A, many evil devils in action, hallelujah, praise the Most High, y'all. Why does it still look, why does it still, in this case, sound like this?
She suffered temporary hearing loss during the incident, which is just one of many shootings setting off protests in recent weeks. And ABC's Clayton Sandell has more from L.A. Clayton, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Yeah, that Tulsa police officer accused of killing Terrence Crutcher has now entered her plea, and now her legal team is hinting at an unusual defense.
Officer Betty Shelby is out of jail on bond this morning, pleading not guilty to manslaughter in the fatal shooting of Terrence Crutcher.
We have all the confidence that when everything is out there, Officer Shelby will...
Lawyer Scott Wood now says the stress of the situation caused the officer to experience a type of deafness, claiming she never heard a fellow cop say he was ready with a less lethal taser gun.
The idea that she's got some sort of situational deafness, it may be true, but the real question is, can that actually be a defense?
Officer Shelby says Crutcher was refusing commands that she fired when she thought he was reaching for a weapon. His family accuses Shelby of pulling the trigger even though his hands were up and Crutcher was unarmed.
They first step towards the justice that we...
This as investigators release video in yet another deadly police shooting, this time in California. Protesters gathering on the streets near San Diego for Alfred Alongo. Alfred Alongo's sister says she called police to help her brother, but when they arrive, they say he refuses command, then points something at the officers. They fire, killing him. That object turned out to be this electronic cigarette device.
Now, those protests near San Diego overnight were overall pretty peaceful, but officials there have not yet decided if those two officers in that case will face any charges. Cecilia?
Okay, Clayton, thank you. We want to turn now to that deadly commuter.
Isn't it kind of strange, and isn't it kind of ironic that they can come up with some of the most weak excuses? She went temporarily deaf. Deaf now, D-E-A-F. She couldn't hear the command of her fellow officer saying, stand down, no, I got this, I'm going to tase him. She didn't hear that, though. Because of the stress of the situation, she went deaf. She didn't hear the other officer tell her not to shoot him. They shoot our people down like dogs and come up with some of the most lamest excuses I've ever heard. And the reason why they do it, because they know under this system of wickedness, chances are they're going to get off. They're going to be vindicated. But let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something wicked. In the book of Nahum, some of you all may, hallelujah, hallelujah, you may pronounce it Nahum, Nahum, hallelujah, spelled N-A-H-U-M. It is the name of a prophet. Some people call them minor prophets. There's no such thing as major and minor prophets. Prophets don't come in minors and majors. They come as prophets. Just because some may have a shorter book does not make him a minor prophet. So get out of that mindset that you learn in what they call theological cemeteries. That's what I call them. Y'all call them seminary, but look at who the main focus is toward, this pagan deity named T-H-E-O, Theo, a pagan deity of philosophy and religion. See, the philosophy comes from another one, Philo, P-H-I-L-O, Philo, philosophy, Philo's way of thinking. See, so either way you go, you got to know my people are destroyed for what lack of knowledge. But anyway, the book of Nahum. It only has two chapters. Chapter 1. Yahweh is, chapter 1, starting at verse 3. Yahweh is slow to anger and great now in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. What does it mean to acquit? Mean let them get away. They won't be found guilty. He say he will not at all acquit the wicked. Yahweh had this way in the whirlwind and in the storm and the clouds of the dust of his feet. Now, you know what that big old storm out there? Now, get ready to towel some stuff up. Notice, every time they start taking out a whole lot of us, a storm will come from out of nowhere and they'll wipe a number of them out. And sometimes it gets some of us too. Yeah, some of us are caught in the path. Hallelujah. You don't know, you never know when y'all going to sin. A big hurricane or tornado, as they call them, a cyclone, any type of what whirling wind fits in the category of what this prophet is speaking of here. Yes. Why? Why do the headlines, why does the news still read this way? Because don't you all understand this? Hallelujah. Then the what? In Micaiah, the book y'all call Micah, chapter 7. Hallelujah. Starting at verse 20. Starting at verse 18. Who isn't Elohim like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. You all better be glad of that too. I know I am. Hallelujah. I can only speak for me. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Does this sound like a little Hebrew hole in the wall group that he's going to do all this for, my brothers? Well, y'all Hebrew hole in the walls need to get up out of this. Stop running around here calling people who are not in your little camp, so to speak. Jacob, sister. Some of y'all do that. That's a Jacob right now. That's a Jacob. Jacob meaning to them someone that's not fully awakened. Well, yes, let me tell you something. If that's how you're going to refer to them, then you are Jacob. You don't know everything. You're not all the way awake. You're still in slumber. All of us are. We are groggy. We're waking up out of a deep sleep that we were called to sleep by the hands of the mighty Yah. Y'all don't have no big eyes and little U's. Y'all got to get out of that mindset. That's niggerism. Niggerism. Y'all is not in the nigger. Nigger or negroism. That's not him. Let's be plain and clear about this, brothers and sisters. We got to get this thing together. Gather thyself together, O nation. O nation. O nation. Not O Hebrew group. Not O Hebrew hole in the wall. Gather yourself together, O nation not desired. Not O Hebrew group not desired. I'm telling you, if some of these church folk come out of church and run up in there and they think man, y'all have them. Y'all got them so twisted they think they back in church again. But y'all supposed to have it all together. Y'all know everything. Y'all got it right. Your group right, all the other groups wrong. You're wrong, wrong. All of you need to sit down somewhere. Last one of you need to sit down with that mess. Talking about debating your cause. You don't have no cause to debate. You're a captive. Still a captive. If you're not, then let me see you get up out of here and just leave out here and go where you want to go and do what you want to do on this planet right now that's ruled by the wicked. No, 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 no. Let's be real, brothers. Let's be sisters. Let's be brothers and sisters. Let's do what the Most High Yah commands us to do. Come down off your little high mountain of know-it-allness, because you don't. The Most High Yah is the only one that knows everything. Humble yourselves. Seek meekness. Because of what? It may be now. Even when you do all of that, it may be, that you may be here in the day of Yah's fierce anger and his wrath. And he's not even guaranteeing you that you're going to escape it. So what time do you have to be around here tending to foolishness? You don't have none. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Verse 20, thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Let's let it be at that, my beloved brothers and sisters. Why do, hallelujah, the headlines and the newscasts still, hallelujah, read and sound as thus?
It seems like almost every day it's a new city where an unarmed black man gets shot, and that seems to be what has happened in Los Angeles. Police say that it began with a routine, quote, investigative stop. And that's really the problem, isn't it? It always starts with cops pulling somebody over for, what, in New York, it was selling cigarettes on the sidewalk. And then that turned into a deadly confrontation where they put the guy in a chokehold and he died. And then in Missouri, what do we have? We had somebody who wasn't walking on the sidewalk, and the cop told him to walk on the sidewalk. Next thing you know, he winds up dead, riddled with bullets. So another investigative stop, and it turns out in this case, according to the family members in Los Angeles, the young man involved was what they call mentally challenged, that's what they say, and then they say struggle ensued. We don't know much details at this point about it. The cops haven't put up much details. We'll tell you what the witnesses said. So here's the word from the LAPD. They say during the stop, a struggle ensued, which resulted in an officer-involved shooting. It is unknown if the suspect has any gang affiliations. Now, the last part of that makes me incredibly mad. If somebody got shot in Beverly Hills, which is also in Los Angeles, you would not end the sentence with, it was unknown whether that person had gang affiliations. No, but it was in South L.A., which used to be known as South Central L.A., so whoever gets shot there, it doesn't matter. I mean, the kid is, according to family members, is mentally challenged, right? So, and they say everybody in the neighborhood knows that, and the cops know it, too. They claim, I'm going to give you the exact quotes in a second, but so why would he be in a gang? Well, how does that make any sense? No, but no. And let's throw a gang in there because we shot him dead, and it appeared once again he was unarmed. So let's make you think that he was some sort of criminal and had it coming, right? But they do it in the guise of there was no known gang affiliation. Do you understand how little sense that makes if you care about the rational world, and how much sense it makes if you want to smear the guy you just killed? Hey, I mean, can you imagine after you kill, anybody's killed, right? We do not know whether he was a wife beater. Yeah, I guess we don't know that, but why would you mention that? Okay, there's a reason why you mentioned that. All right, so there was an unnamed person who claimed to be Ezell Ford's cousin, a person who was killed, right? And the cousin says they laid him out, and for whatever reason, they shot him in the back, knowing mentally he has complications. Every officer in this area from the Newton Division knows that this child has mental problems. Yet, apparently, what did he do? Probably the biggest crime. Again, not a lot of details at this point, but they're right now formulating this story. Let me pause there to mention that if you're doing police work on somebody that you've caught is a suspect in a crime, you let them take days to figure out a story? No, you get them in there right away and start questioning him. Make sure they can't talk to other people and formulate their story. When it's a cop who's accused, exact opposite. Hey, everybody get together. You all figure out your story ahead of time. And don't put anything to the press yet. Okay, later we'll have a united story, and then we'll all come out together and say whatever we decided happened.
We'll pick up and play this particular clip all in its entirety another time. It's short, only about 6 minutes, but he's just telling you some things. He's telling you how, you know, the inner workings and the dynamics of this wickedness that go on in police departments, the true bloods, the true blue bloods, the true murderers and killers and lynchers and torturers of our people, how they operate. My beloved brothers and sisters, he's giving you the insight on how they get together. They collaborate on the lie. They compose the lie, united on what they're going to say. Hallelujah. To justify their killing of the children of Yah in many cases. My beloved brothers, my sisters. Hallelujah. Micah chapter 7, verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Listen now, listen, enemies of Yah and of his people. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, Yahweh shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of Yahweh because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Hallelujah. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me, where is Yahweh thy Elohim? Where is he? We killing you, shooting you, doing it. Where is he? Hallelujah. Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. You're going to be just like excrement when Yah treads you down. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers, my sisters, it's been a pleasure. Stay with us here in the Knowledge Suite. We have more to come because we're going to go deeper with this and show you why they do this. Be looking out for the explanation of the King African plan. Shalom, shalom, shalom.